This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Text line coming through. Tell him, Clint. Ron, take a chill pill. Kick rocks. Ron always reads the reading the weirdest text. Clint, we appreciate you going out there and reporting back to us. Ron, read this one. No, man, I just read some. Hey, mad at me. Some of y'all sent some weird ass tweets.
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
Hell, I'm reading it.
Hey, I appreciate you chiming in and just showing a little love right there. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Ron's got some juice to him.
If there isn't anything, Kick Rocks is loyal.
Still ain't going to find me on that turd list tomorrow, Kick Rocks.
I know, that's like, man, there's like seven things. Check that. There's probably about four things. Check that. There's probably about two things me and Kick Rocks have agreed upon, and that one is one of them.
We are going to be wrong on it together.
I think you're going to come through. I think you're going to come through and do it.
There's nothing to come through for.
Well, it's
Tyler. When your name is on something, you got a certain amount of power, and it's nice.
It's going to lose credibility. It's going to lose punch, man. It's going to lose credibility, man.
Yeah, it is. I think you have to.
There's a certain real rawness about it, man, right now. If you go to...
It's impossible.
Let's just be honest. Has he ever put himself on there?
Hell no.
And there have been multiple. I don't think so. I think we've all been on it, but I think there have been multiple times in which I think you've had a chance to have put yourself on it. None greater than this this panty situation that you I can't say it straight.
I just didn't get it in the bag, man. And it's my turn, so y'all can all suck it. How about that?
The Speedo / panty situation that you came through, I think it was there, and this is it. This is the time for it. All right, welcome back in. Coming up here in a little bit, in about 10 minutes or so, we'll hear from Brandon Scott, Texans report, as this is the first day of OTAs. If you know it, every Wednesday from here on out, we'll be doing a Texans report until the Rockets do something wild, and then we'll shift it. But Brandon Scott, he'll be coming up here in about 10 minutes or so to hear about that. Astros did win today 5-3. Lance McCullers is able to drop his ERA to 5.89 with that performance today in five starts. Three earned, 12 strikeouts, one walk, five hits, six innings. was big time today. But they needed that, Clint, because once you start to look at where their pitching rotation is right now and this news that came out here recently, Ronel Blanco to undergo surgery. And not just surgery, he will undergo Tommy John surgery. Clint, and the people, right-handed pitcher Ronel Blanco will undergo right elbow surgery next week, which will sideline him for the remainder of the 2025 season. This coming from the captain, Joe Espada. They do say he is anticipated to return during the 2026 season, so we'll see about that. Judging by the history, and Clint, there is a lot of history and a lot of recent history for the Astros and Tommy John surgery. We'll see about 2026. Christian Javier, we haven't heard an update from him. We know Garcia had a setback. We know how long it's taken for Lance. We know how long it took for Verlander. I don't know what Jose Urquidy is doing with his life right now, but I don't think I've heard about him pitching since he had his issue. So we'll see what happens and how long he's out. But this is a big blow to them right now. But it comes up huge with McCullers pitching like this, Clint, because right now the rotation looks like, even if they get healthy, whenever Arrigetti gets back, who does have a cast off and has started playing catch, Hunter Brown, Framber, Lance, Arrigetti, and then like Gusto Gordon right now until they potentially make a move. So that's if they're fully healthy. And that's whenever Arrigetti gets back and hopefully nobody else has any issues. That's what the rotation looks like right now.
Yeah, it's going to be rough, right? It's going to be rough because you're down one arm. The Astros are wanting to go to a six-man rotation, so really you're down two arms. And, you're going to have to ask some guys that may not be ready, that may not be able. We don't know yet. We've seen a little bit of Gusto. We've seen a little bit of Gordo. We haven't seen a lot of both of them, so we'll see. The good thing is with the lineup swinging the bats the way that they have swung the bats of late, you can withstand, not a little piggyback game or a bullpen game or however you want to couch those guys. Hell, I don't know if Gusto's a starter or a pin guy. I don't know what the hell's going on, but swinging a bat well, you can withstand the adversity. If not, it could be a major problem. As you mentioned, if somebody has another injury, you're going to be in real trouble. Yeah, so we'll see how the Astros navigate this.
Well, and like you said, man, if Lance is indeed back, and when you say back, like, what do you mean real quick? Because you did say
I believe Lance McCullers is a starting pitcher in a five-man rotation that's going to help the Astros win ball games. When it comes to barring an injury, like assuming he stays healthy, now that could always be a problem. But right now,
is that even Wood?
Watching what he's done the last, I don't know, how many innings did he go? How many innings did he go in that game where he kind of turned the corner in that second inning, that 39th pitch?
I think that was
four and a third, something like that.
Maybe four and a third.
He went four and a third, I think. I'm going to tell you, man, the last eight and two-thirds innings that he's pitched, I bet he struck out damn near 20 people. And to your point you said earlier, walking around, kind of peacocking around the mound, seems like there's a different level of confidence there. I'm confident, barring injury, I'm ready to say that he's back. I'm ready to say that he's a guy. No, I'm not saying he's the same guy that he was, you know, in 21, 22, whatever that was. But I believe he's going to help this baseball team win games down the stretch here.
Yeah,
and in the playoffs,
especially if Lance is pitching to like what you just said, you can roll with Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Lance, and Arrigetti. You know, it's just that fifth spot. And that fifth spot, maybe if Gusto and Gordo, whatever they do there, you can withstand that. I do think they probably add another arm because. If you're the Astros, Clint, and you looked at what they've done the last couple of years, Clint, there is no way in hell you sit here and say, yeah, man, you know what, man, these four or five right here, they're going to get us through the rest of the way without no issues. Like you just can't, at all go and assume that. So they're going to have to get some more help with this group because you know Wisniewski is not coming back. There is no Spencer Arrigetti. The thought is will, but Blanco and Wisniewski, they're definitely not coming back. So you've got to kind of get yourself ready for that. All right, OTA started today, and that That hones well for us to go talk to our guy, Brandon Scott, about that. We'll get his thoughts on this upcoming season and everything we saw, the biggest stories going into the offseason, and now we're starting to see what it looks like on the field. Brandon Scott, Texans Report. Coming up next.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.